The push is on, both in Australia and around the world, for infants to be vaccinated too. Trials of the Pfizer vaccine are already well underway for that age group in the US. And in China, a massive immunisation campaign has resulted in millions of children as young as three fully vaccinated in just a matter of weeks, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
When Dr. Sonali Bracken found out her children could take part in a vaccine trial, she didn't hesitate.
Because I'm a nervous parent like everybody else, I wanted my kids to have an opportunity to get the vaccine as early as possible.
Her 3-year-old son Zavi and 12-month-old daughter Karina are part of Pfizer vaccine trials for children under 5 based at Duke University in North Carolina, where Dr. Bracken works. As a physician scientist, rheumatologist and immunologist, she understands more than most the benefits of vaccination.
I think vaccines in general are one of the marvels of modern medicine. I think people don't really have an appreciation for how much they do and how they've increased our quality of life in general, because nobody ever thanks you for the disease they didn't get because they got vaccinated against it.
While Dr. Bracken's children either received 2 doses of vaccine or a placebo, she looks forward to knowing they'll be protected.
And also to know that we can get other kids the vaccine in large enough numbers for my kids to safely start thinking about preschool for my older, my 3-year-old. I would feel much, much better sending him to school once I know that he and his friends have all been vaccinated.
Pfizer has 2 separate trials underway.
For the 6-month-olds to 2-year-olds and the 2 to 5-year-olds.
Associate Professor Margie Danchin is a paediatrician and vaccine expert at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. However, those trials are quite small, consisting of just a few thousand infants and children. Here in Australia, it's likely a vaccine won't be rolled out for under fives until there's more data.
And that was the situation with the 5 to 11-year-olds and why the TGA wanted to wait here for that trial to be rolled out in the US for now more than 5 million children, as opposed to just getting data from the 3,100 children in the trial. So I think that the TGA is most likely going to need more information than these 2 trials will initially provide.
Other countries, however, are pushing ahead at pace. China's launched a campaign dubbed Little Inoculated Warriors, which has seen 84 million children between the ages of 3 and 11 fully vaccinated with the Chinese-approved Sinovac and Sinopharm vaccines in just 2 weeks. That's half of the country's entire age group. It's part of a huge campaign in China to reach herd immunity, which most countries have now abandoned. Margie Danchin says, as with other age groups, Australia won't be rushing ahead and will need to consider the safety and efficacy of vaccines for infants and young children carefully. But experts are keeping a close eye on the Omicron variant.
And of course, that will also influence decision making and the urgency of needing to make a decision once we have this initial data from these studies in the younger age groups.
In a statement, a Pfizer spokesperson says initial data into the ongoing clinical trials in children under 5 are expected by late 2021 or early 2022.
That's Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.